I'm Wisconsin State Representative Amy Loudenbeck, the Assembly Vice Chair of the Joint Committee on Finance. The committee will hold the first of four statewide public hearings on the budget this week in the Rock County community of Janesville. My Assembly District covers parts of Rock and Walworth counties and is bordered to the south by Illinois. Agriculture, manufacturing, and tourism are major economic drivers. Wisconsin's manufacturing and agriculture tax credit has helped attract and retain significant investment and jobs in my Assembly District. This credit helps manufacturers and farmers compete with our neighboring states so they can grow here in Wisconsin. Governor Evers has proposed capping this tax credit for manufacturers to pay for his version of a middle-class tax cut. This would needlessly raise taxes on our employers. The Republican middle-class tax cut, which Governor Evers vetoed, would have used the state's budget surplus to provide tax relief and not raise taxes on anyone. The fact is, the manufacturing and agriculture tax credit helped create 42,000 jobs over a three-year period, according to a UW-Madison study. I hope people will attend a public hearing and let the committee know that the manufacturing and agriculture tax credit is working as intended, especially on our border communities, and should be maintained.